Welcome to the Radio Academy podcast with me, Laura Rawlings, where our special coverage of the 2023 ARIAs continues. This is part two. Rather like the audience, we had a little interval. You can listen back to part one to hear who won Best Music Presenter, Best Speech Presenter, Best New Presenter, and many, many more, plus backstage interviews. Just before we start, a quick warning, this episode contains strong language. Let's get back to Rylan and Fleur East for the second part of the show.
Right, let's dive straight back in with Best Music Special. Now, I'm sure everyone here tonight agrees that all music is special, but this category is a specific award to celebrate an individual one-off show or limited series that highlights one particular aspect of music for the audience. To present the award for Best Music Special, I'm delighted to introduce a very special man. He is radio's godfather of funk. It is the one, the only, Mr. Craig Charles!
Okay, so Best Music Special. So the bronze goes to Pass the Mic, Novel for Kiss FM. The silver goes to A Career in Music with Harmony Samuels. Iron Radio for BBC Radio 4. Now, for the gold, the judges said this was an incredibly well-produced entry with amazing sound quality. This is how an award entry should sound. Every voice was engaging, entertaining, informative, and music was woven into the storytelling. It met the rubric fully and was a brilliant immersive experience. The stories were told in a unique way, with great honesty between interviewer and interviewees, left us wanting to hear more. The gold winner for Best Music Special is Deep Hidden Meaning Radio with Nile Rodgers, Apple Music Radio.
Produced by Apple Music Radio, Deep Hidden Meaning is a monthly show hosted by the legendary Nile Rodgers, which brings the audience closer to the world of the songwriter. Nile is a passionate advocate for composers, and he says, don't forget, without the songwriting community and their songs, there is no music industry.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to say Nile isn't here tonight. He's in America getting ready for a tour, but he did prepare a video that we'll play now.
Hi, I'm Nile Rodgers, and I just want to say thanks to the ARIAs and the Radio Academy for this award. Deep Hidden Meaning on Apple Music is very important to me as it focuses on songwriters without whom there'd be no music business. For the show to be recognized by you as the Best Music Special is an incredible testament to the great work of the songwriters who tell their special stories. And I am so humble and so grateful. Thank you so much for this award.
All right, our next award is for Best Specialist Music Show. Now, to present this award, please welcome an awesome Radio 1 DJ who's just raised over £500,000 on her Red Nose Day Tour de Dance when she cycled for 50 hours in 5 days whilst DJing at the same time. She is joined by the star of Made in Chelsea and the BBC 6 Degrees of Separation podcast. Please give it up for Ariel Free and Jamie Lang.
The Bronze Award goes to National Prison Radio Rocks Show, Prison Radio Association.
The silver goes to Night Tracks, BBC Audio for Radio 3.
And the gold, the judges said that this show wrapped knowledge, enthusiasm, and sheer joy for its subject into a perfect package that brings you back again and again, hungry for more. The gold winner for Best Specialist Music Show is For the Love of Hip Hop with Ramesh Ranganathan, Folded Wing for Radio 2 and BBC Sounds.
For the Love of Hip Hop is Ramesh Ranganathan's love letter to the music genre he loves. Its mission is to spread the love of hip hop and show mainstream listeners that there's something in the music for everyone. Congrats, Ramesh.
Hello. Thank you so much for this. I fucking love hip hop. And the idea of being able to do a hip hop show on Radio 2 has been a dream for a long time. And basically, I want to thank the team at Folded Wing have been absolutely incredible. Karen, Rafe, Jardell, Carl, they've basically worked around my incompetence to make the show what it is. And I also want to thank Radio 2, Helen and Laura at Radio 2, for supporting the show so well. Just to be able to do a show that kind of treads the line between accessibility and credibility, it's been amazing to do, and it's my honour to host it, and I hope I get to continue doing it until I get cancelled. Thank you so much.
Our next award is the Best Commercial Partnership, sponsored by Audio Experts. Now, this category celebrates excellence in paid-for promotional partnerships that perfectly pair the needs of the client and the audience. Here to host our next award is Chair of the Young Audio Awards and Fun Kids Breakfast presenter George Butler, with fellow Fun Kids star and podcast host Bex Lindsay.
So, the bronze goes to the Thursday Team Talk with Macmillan Cancer Support from Talk Sports. Congratulations. The silver goes to Free Flow, sponsored by Shannon Trust from the Prison Radio Association.
And the judges had this to say about the gold winner. They achieved a brilliant combination, taking inspiration from the commercial partner's values to create content that not only fitted the show, but enhanced it and took it to a whole new exciting level that's been adored by its listeners. The gold winner for Best Commercial Partnership, supported by Audio Expert, goes to
Magic Radio Breakfast with On The Beach.
On The Beach became Magic Breakfast's official partner in June 2022, and it's proved to be a perfect combination. Their synergy is perhaps best shown by the conversion of the studio into a beach, complete with sand, palm trees, and cocktail straws. It's true, I've seen it. Providing great content for the station and increasing On The Beach's brand affinity by 19%. It's a sunny outlook for all involved.
Well, thank you to our commercial partners, and what is amazing, and thank you to our incredible team, because in commercial radio, you know, someone has to pay the bills, and so, you know, it's a real skill to do that without sounding like a salesperson yourself. So if you can do creative things, so thank you guys, you're absolutely brilliant. We've done fun things with On The Beach. We went to Gatwick Airport and did the Olympics and things like that. So I'm always up for a jolly anywhere. Well done.
Well done, guys. Next up, we move on to the Comedy Award. Now, a huge amount of the best comedy ever made has come out of our radios. Alan Partridge, Goodness Gracious Me, newsreaders continually mispronouncing the name of Jeremy Hunt. The list goes on. And here to announce the winners is a comedian who we've seen on our screens from Gogglebox to I'm a Celebrity, and in our ears with his hit podcast, Mission Imagination. Please welcome the genius, that is Babatunde Olesha.
Okay, so the bronze goes to, from the Oast House, the Alan Partridge podcast series 2, Baby Cow for Audible. The silver goes to Nature Table, BBC Studios for Radio 4. Okay, and for the gold, judges said this entry was comedy at its very best, filled with ingenious ideas, sharp satire, and constantly imaginative production. The very deserving gold winner for the Comedy Award is The Skewer, the Queen Unusual for BBC Radio 4.
And it's back-to-back golds for The Skewer in the Comedy Award. Radio 4's establishment-baiting satirical mashup series has hoovered up so many awards, it's in danger of becoming the new establishment. The Skewer's mission is to remix the news in ways you've never heard before, to create what they describe as a satirical river of sound. In many ways, the real stars of The Skewer are the listeners, because it's a platform for diverse new talent.
So, thank you so much. That is absolutely incredible. Also, this is for the special we did about the Queen when she died, and I think this is what she would have wanted. I need to thank people, of course, to the Skewer contributors, who are incredible. It's an open-door policy show. Anyone can contribute, so they are absolutely amazing. They come from all walks of life. Thank you so much. And also, while I'm here, I just want to say a massive thank you. I think we should all give a round of applause to our colleagues in BBC Local Radio, which I've worked in, and I know a lot of people here have. They're going through a really shitty time. I'm just going to thank you all, leave the stage, but please, the round of applause is for our colleagues in BBC Local Radio. Thank you very much.
We've got another big one. It is Best Music Entertainment Show, supported by PPL and PRS for Music. Now, of course, music and entertainment are two things that we know go together. But to weave together a perfect balance of mainstream music and pure entertainment in a radio show is something else entirely. To present the award for Best Music Entertainment Show, please welcome from BBC Introducing Rock on Radio 1 and Kerrang Radio, it's Alex Holcombe, and from Selector Radio and Six Music, it's Jam Supernova!
And the bronze goes to Throwback Throwdown, We Are Great for BBC Sounds. The silver goes to My Life, Mighty Mouth Productions for Funkin'.
And for the gold, so the judges said that this show was everything a music entertainment show should be and a whole lot more. It's rammed full of fun, enthusiasm, wonderful creations, lashings of charisma, and never a single track that isn't a cast iron banger. Now, this man once told me I can't be a dad, Jams. I would happily claim him. So this year's gold winner for Best Music Entertainment Show goes to PPL and PRS for Music. It quite simply crams in £2 of funk into £1 bag. It is, of course, the man, Craig Charles, for Audio Always, BBC Radio 6 Music.
Yes, big up Craig Charles, who's long made Saturday nights his own with his weekly funk and soul spectaculars. Now the much-loved DJ, comedian, actor and presenter has brought his magic to weekday afternoons on Six Music. I've seen him in positions I wish I never have.
I didn't realise when I signed up for this that it was going to... It's a bit like a job. Now, I've been in this business nearly 40 years and I've always managed not to have a job. And now it looks like I've got one, but every day these guys make it feel like it's not a job. It's just fun. It's just creativity. It's just ideas ramming around. We don't get complacent. We don't get lazy every day. We look for... It's a music show. We look for new music. We look for old music. We try and give things a nice curve on it. And do you know what? It's taken me an awful long time in this business to find somewhere where I go to work every day and I feel really at home. Thanks to Sam Moy, thanks to Camilla, and thanks to my wife, Jackie, who... I don't deserve this award, but sometime tonight she'll probably tell me that again.
Now, let's move on. Our next award is for Best Drama. Now, some people who naturally aren't in this room with us tonight, the words radio drama might sound a bit, you know, as if it's belonging to like a bygone age, like a warm beer and a bit of village cricket, but it's what Greg James enjoys. But all of us here know the truth, which is that audio drama is fresher than ever. Now, the judges wanted to reward groundbreaking audio dramas that immerse listeners into unforgettable experiences to linger long in the memory. To announce our next winner, please welcome the presenter of Early Breakfast on Times Radio. It's Rosie Wright.
Right, the bronze goes to The Res, Resilience and Gen Z Media. The silver goes to Algorithms, Rook's Nest for Audible. And finally, the gold winner. Now, it truly bowled the judges over. They said it took an important and a newsworthy angle on a topical story and turned it into an unforgettable fact-based drama that delivered a huge emotional punch and created an overwhelming response from the audience. The gold winner for best drama is Dear Harry Kane, BBC Audio Drama, London, for Radio 4.
Dear Harry Kane is an original drama written by James Fritz, commissioned by Radio 4 for its afternoon drama slot, and aired just before the start of the World Cup in Qatar. James wanted to write a play that reflected the horror of the number of deaths that had occurred among migrant workers building the World Cup stadiums.
Yeah, I love radio drama so much, man. I love it. Like, I think it's the best art form. Like, it's so intimate and powerful, and like, you know, it's such an honour to sort of capture people's imaginations with stories like that. I wanted to write this play, which is about the migrant workers working in Qatar because, you know, I'm a football fan. Like, I love football. It's the great love of my life. And I think it behoves all of us as sports fans to not avert our eyes when these things come on, not explain it away. Because, like, you know, our games are beautiful, man, and, like, we have to keep fighting for them. So, yeah, thanks very much. This means the world. Cheers.
Right, next up is the award for Best Audiobook or Reading. Now, this is the ARIA's equivalent of the marathon, basically, which requires not just a huge amount of skill, but a bit of stamina as well. And our nominees for Audiobook or Reading have all done such an incredible job bringing worlds to life. and words to life to create a rich experience for listeners. Fresh off the plane from the Melbourne Comedy Festival, a writer for Sex Education, a model in the current edition of Vogue magazine, and someone else that was on my Jubilee bus and would not leave me alone, please give it up for superstar Rosie Jones!
Hello, Bronte, what goes to Voices in the Valley by Andrew Michael. And the silver go to This Is Not a Pity Memoir by Abby Morgan. And for the gold, the innovation was relatable, direct and unflinching, and commanded absolute attention from the listener at all times. This was a remarkably honest account of the madness of grief, which stopped the judges in their tracks as it painfully detailed the aftermath of losing a child. The gold winner for Best Audio Book goes to A Heart That Works by Rob Delaney.
A Heart That Works is a heart-wrenching story, but in the hands of Rob's flawless writing and narration, it's also full of warmth and love and contains his characteristic humour.
This book that I read is about my son Henry, who died of a brain tumour 5 years ago, and I would rather be tucking him in right now than getting an award for a book that I wrote about him because he died. But he did die, and I want to thank Harriet Poland, my editor, because she wrote me a letter, and she said she had lost her dad to a brain tumor, and she nursed him through his life and death, and when she was a child. And so she wrote me a letter, and she said that she thought the story of Henry would make a good book. And before I even replied to her, I just started writing very angrily. And I sent her a few pages, like, hey, I heard you wanted a book. Is this what you want? Is this what you fucking want, this angry screed? And she said yes. And so I started writing in anger, and that anger turned into love. And then we swirled it all together and turned it into this book. So I'm very grateful for this recognition and to be recognized by such an amazing community. I love British radio. So thank you for listening to my book about my son, Henry. I'm very grateful. Thanks so much.
Okay, we now move on to the award for Best Station Sound. Our nominees are definitely in with a shout tonight. A radio station sound is something that most people take for granted, yet it is such a huge part of what makes the listening experience so satisfying. All of our nominees have done outstanding work in conveying their station image with creativity and innovation. Now, to give out this award, she is a DJ around the world, so we are very lucky we got her to stop here in London. Please welcome Kiss FM's Molly Collins!
The bronze award goes to the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 on TalkSport. The silver goes to Fix Radio, Diva Web and Fix Radio. Are you ready? The winner is BBC Radio 1 Extra!
In 2022, BBC Radio 1 Extra completed a fantastic sonic overhaul of the station sound, along with a new strapline, amplifying black music and culture. Innovatively, the new 1 Extra sonic logo has been recorded in every musical key, so it can be woven effortlessly into the network at any given opportunity.
Sick, buzzing. Yes. To loosely quote Romesh, we fucking love station sound.
These guys absolutely love it, and it's an absolute privilege to craft the sonic identity of the BBC's pop networks. We've got to thank Lorna for supporting us. We've got to thank the mighty Farron. We've got to thank Rob Gallagher and everybody in this team. Some of the station sound team have abstained from coming out. But thank you so much. We really appreciate this. Thank you to the judges and thank you to the Radio Academy. Thank you.
Right, our next category is the Impact Award supported by Wix. Now, this category recognises programming that's done something to make a difference to society, with the judges looking for powerful audio that impacts the listener and the community at large. Now, our next presenter has just won a Guinness World Record for being the fastest marathon runner with a stoma, less than 12 months since finishing chemotherapy. She was the gold winner of last year's Radio Times Moment of the Year and an all-round lovely person. Please welcome, along with her stoma Audrey, it's Radio 1 Weekend Breakfast star, Adele Roberts!
So, the bronze goes to Justice for Joseph, Hits Radio Manchester. The silver goes to In Dark Corners, BBC Scotland Productions for Radio 4. And for the gold, a project which far transcended being just a piece of astonishing audio, whose impact has stretched far and wide, raising audience awareness and breaking millions of hearts. The judges said that this award was scant consolation for what the makers, their families, and many, many more people have gone through on this tragic subject. But even so, this was audio content at its most impactful and effective. The gold winner for the Impact Award, supported by Wix, is You, Me and the Big C, BBC Radio 5 Live.
Congratulations. Since its launch in 2018, the podcast You, Me and the Big C has changed the way we talk about cancer in the UK. Rachel and Steve Bland, Lauren Mahon and Deborah James have shared their own cancer experiences, heartbreaking downs, as well as speaking to a wide range of people in the cancer community to highlight many different issues.
We all want to dedicate this to our friend and inspirational colleague, Deborah James. I'd also like to dedicate this to everyone who's had to live through or has been through or has been impacted with cancer. Deborah will be so thrilled, alongside Rachel Bland, to win this award, especially with it being an Impact Award, because when we started, we had no idea if anyone would even listen, and the girls would be absolutely thrilled. And me and Al just want to leave you with a little message, don't we, Al?
Yeah, so the sooner you get checked out, the better chances of treatment. So one in two of us will get cancer in our lifetime. So from me and Mike, check your balls. From Rach and Loz, check your tits. And from Debs,
check your poo! Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Lauren here from the Radio Academy. I'm backstage at the ARIAS Awards 2023, waiting for the winning teams to chat to them about what they've been working on and, of course, what they've won awards for. I'm joined by the winners of the Impact Award now. How are you feeling about winning this award?
It's been pretty emotional, really. It's been an emotional few years for the podcast, especially with what happened with Deborah last year and unfortunately her dying in June. But it's just lovely to get her work recognised. And, you know, that at the start of the year, she was really sick. She wanted to do something. She was lying in hospital. She started recording these podcasts that we put together on her phone, sending them us. We were trying to get it all together, and she'd be ringing me up, telling me she'd be. I once went drove from Devon to Worcestershire, and that is an over a 2-hour journey, and she's talking about what we're going to do and this and this and that from hospital, and for that to be recognised, and the key thing in her head is how can I help people, and that's why winning the Impact Award is just so important tonight.
Now, before we move on with the ceremony, we hear. At the Radio Academy, we wanted to take a moment to recognise our guest of honour this evening, Tim Blackmore. Now, Tim has been an exceptional industry leader for over 60 years, has inspired many in this room, and has influenced and changed radio as we all know and love it. Now, to recognise Tim's achievements and why we want to take a moment to recognise and celebrate, please welcome the former director of BBC Radio, former chair of the Radio Academy, and personal friend of Tim's, Helen Bowden.
We honour Tim tonight, not just because he was a founding member of the Radio Academy, though he was, nor because he worked with Alan Zafer to create the first ever Sony Radio Awards, though he did. It's because he did that rare and precious thing and kept the awards going through thick and thin. In Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, Cassius says of Caesar, "He doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus." In our world of audio and radio, Tim Blackmore is truly a colossus. From the bottom of our hearts, let us stand to thank and celebrate him.
Thank you very much indeed. Can I also say to you, it's absolutely great to be back. And not just because being back means that I was able to hear those very generous words from Helen, but also it's great to be back because it's been a very long time. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to look back over 60 years and realise just how fortunate I've been. Thank you very, very much indeed.
OK, next up, it is our Community Station of the Year, supported by Marketeers. This award is all about championing stations that serve a specific community, and the judges wanted to see a sense of place running through the station, like a stick of rock or something like that, just less bad for you, Tate. To present this award, please welcome the multi-award-winning British musical comedy duo, Flo and Joan, also known as sisters Nicola and Rosie Dempsey.
And the bronze goes to Pride Radio of Northeast of England.
The silver goes to Bro Radio, the Vale of Glamorgan.
And it's a huge pleasure to announce that the gold winner for Community Station of the Year is Vectis Radio, the Isle of Wight.
Vectis Radio, launched in 2010 and broadcasts on FM 104.6 from the Riverside Centre in Newport on the Isle of Wight. The station showcases local talent with over 30 volunteers who broadcast throughout the week. It's a true community project, as demonstrated through being honoured by Her Majesty the Queen with the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service.
Community radio is just awesome to be a part of, it really is. And there are many stations up and down the country that are doing wonderful work within the community, and most of us are volunteers. Thank you for shining the light on community radio. It really does mean a lot. It really does. It's incredible. Thank you.
Our next award is the Grassroots Award, supported by BBC Sounds. Now, this category is not for national broadcasters or platforms, but for community-driven social action audio that engages its audience in a positive, locally focused way. Our next presenter is in charge of all of the content that the BBC puts out, so please sit up straight, sort those collars out. It is Chief Content Officer Charlotte Moore.
So, the bronze goes to Ocean Youth Radio. The silver goes to Life After Prison, Prison Radio Association. And finally, we come to the gold. The judges hugely admired this project for tackling a serious and difficult issue with sensitivity and urgency, not only creating compelling audio, but inspiring public action from politicians and the community alike. The gold winner for the Grassroots Award, supported by BBC Sounds, is United Against Knife Crime, BBC Radio Merseyside.
United Against Knife Crime was a major editorial and social action campaign launched by BBC Radio Merseyside in November 2022. Tackle knife crime and work with Merseyside Police to reduce it. For the first time, Merseyside Police collaborated to take a journalist on a knife swap where trained officers searched for weapons hidden in public places.
I'd like to say thank you to everyone from BBC Radio Merseyside, because without their support I wouldn't have been able to do this. particularly Steve Coleman, who's been really supportive all the way through. but most importantly, I'd like to say thank you to the families of Ava White and Adam Ellison, who showed incredible bravery by telling their stories when they lost loved ones through knife crime. Liverpool and Merseyside is an amazing place, and I think this series really showed how communities do come together in dark times. Thank you very much.
Now, our next category is Best Local Show, supported by RCS. Now, this is one for the very best local radio show or podcast in the UK last year. Now, this is a prize for an outstanding local show in which a sense of place and community really shone through the output. To crown this year's champion is someone who has no trouble mastering tasks, because she is a taskmaster champion. It is comedian and broadcaster Lou Sardin!
Okay, so the bronze goes to the Big Saturday Football Show, both fourth one and hits Radio Scotland. The silver goes to Justin Dealey, BBC Three Counties Radio. On to the gold. And this entry was judged to be packed with fun, invention, yes, okay, ambition and oozing love for the region in which it's based and for the listeners. The gold winner for Best Local Radio Show, supported by RCS, is Pulse One Breakfast with Milo and Rosie.
Congratulations, Milo and Rosie. West Yorkshire runs through the veins of co-hosts of The Breakfast Show on Pulse One Radio. It's a local show made by local people. That's national quality. Their honest, say it how it is style and natural delivery is a big hit with the audience, resulting in amazing listener interactions and personal stories, shining a mirror up to the wonders of West Yorkshire.
Our listeners are our world. They're absolutely amazing. We have a very special producer, Jackie Blay, who never likes to be
best.
Seen.
Actually, the best.
It's amazing. She doesn't sleep.
I mean, we've had a very tough year as well. With a lot of personal things going on.
So we're here today. Our folks aren't here because cancer's shit.
So this award, we'd like to give a big shout to David, who's watching from above, watching down to Rosie get this award.
And we just didn't pay for the train for the rest of the three.
Yeah, the other three are fine. The other three are fine.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, you have just won Best Local Show. How are you feeling?
Very grateful that we talked to so many amazing people in Yorkshire.
Yorkshire is a very, very special part of the world, and the people are next level compared to anyone else. We're very passionate about where we're from, where we've grown up, where we've lived all of our lives. And everyone that listens to it, we're just happy that people get our humour.
They make us laugh more than anyone. Yeah. They share their stories. We've been through the highs with them for their lives and for ours, and the absolute lowest of the lows, and they've picked us back up again.
We're just there as two best friends to hold it together. The main stories, everything, the funniness, everything, it comes from the people who listen to our show and wake up and are there from 6 o'clock in the morning with us, and just it's amazing for us to be able to do that.
Right, we have now reached the moment where we find out the winner of the Radio Times Moment of the Year. Now, every ARIA award is a wonderful achievement, but to have an award chosen by the listeners is particularly special for most, namely whoever wins it, to be honest. This next presenter is a loose woman, a columnist, and another I'm a Celeb alumni. Give it up for the gorgeous Charlene White.
Okay, the bronze goes to Liz Truss, BBC Local Radio Interviews. The silver goes to Fun Kids Mission Transmission. And finally, the gold winner for the Radio Times Moment of the Year, voted for by the public, is Tony Livesey. Won't say goodbye to Dame Deborah James on BBC Radio 5 Live.
It's ironic that I didn't have the courage to say goodbye to Deborah, and she was there being brave, and although I think that's one of the words they banned, just sitting there dying, essentially, on that very day while we had this conversation. She cried and said, I'm dying, and I finally realised it. And that was after years and years of us trying to talk about it. I'm privileged. I knew Deborah, an astonishing, wonderful woman. I knew Rachel Bland, who set up UMI and the Big C. She co-presented with me, another wonderful woman. I can work for another 20 years. I'll never be as good as those two. So this is, they are somewhere. They didn't quite establish where they were going, but they're probably having a bit of Prosecco and looking down. So this is for them, and check your poo.
A massive congratulations. That leaves us now with just two awards left to hand out this evening. And first up is the award named after the legendary pioneer of UK local radio, John Myers. Now, this category is for a local or national station that has captured the hearts and minds of its listeners and delivers day in and day out. To present the award is a man who genuinely needs zero introduction. He is simply the master of pop. From Greatest Hits Radio, it's the pop master himself, Ken Brace.
So, the bronze goes to BBC Radio Ulster. The silver goes to BBC Radio Merseyside. And so to the gold. The judges were utterly charmed and impressed by every level of this station, with its formidable quality of production, presenters, sound, and care for their listeners, all the time championing the local area with joy, entertainment, and pride. The gold winner for the John Myers Award for Station of the Year for the second year running is Clyde One.
Thanks, Ken. It's gold for the second year in a row for Clyde One, who've been picked again as John Myers Station of the Year. 2022 was an exceptional year for the team at Clyde One, for both the quality and variety of their content. The Mission Christmas Appeal did great work raising money for the Cash for Kids charity.
This is going to sound like a total tangent, so I'll keep it short, but I just want to convey to anybody here tonight who's not lived in Glasgow, who doesn't know the market. I heard Pat Sharp do an interview recently about being on Capital in the 90s, which is an era that everybody here knows about or has heard about or remembers. And he was talking about coming off air on Capital at lunchtime in the 90s after his show, after Chris Tarrant, and he said he was doing a voiceover across town. And between the studio and the voiceover studio, every single fruit stall, every single market trader, every single taxi and shop was playing his station. That's what it feels like to be on Clyde One, I can't tell you. And to be on that station in its 50th year this year as well is really quite something. So thank you so much.
We have now reached our final award of the night. And we finish the evening with our most anticipated award of all, UK Station or Network of the Year, supported by Arqiva. Now, the gold in this category will go to the station that has towered above its rivals in 22, showing excellence across their entire schedule with a strong sense of station identity. Now, the room is about to become a very happy place with our next presenter. Please welcome writer, podcaster, DJ, and Sounds of the 90s presenter, and just all-round good woman. It's the gorgeous Fern Cotton.
Okay, so bronze goes to BBC Radio 6 Music. The silver goes to TalkSport. And finally, the judges were unanimous in awarding gold to this entry that has had a year to remember across its network, filled with creative talent, powerful documentaries, hard-hitting interviews, and innovative entertainment. The gold winner for UK Station or Network of the Year is BBC Radio 4!
A big congratulations to BBC Radio 4 in a year that was memorable for all kinds of reasons. BBC Radio 4 produced an outstanding 12 months of radio with a spectacular range and depth of content. New series like The Coming Storm and Disaster Trolls captured the zeitgeist by investigating conspiracy theories.
It's a public square, it's an enchanted forest that brings people together, that tries to make sense of the world, which is our motto, and tries desperately to make sense of a world that in some ways needs Radio 4 with its comedy, its drama, with its news and its current affairs and its documentaries, its arts, to try and bring people into one space. And that's what we try and do every day. And I'm so thrilled about this. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We did it!
brings us to the end of tonight's show. A massive congratulations to all of our winners and to all of our nominees. You should be so proud of the astonishing work that you've done over the past year. Thank you so much for everyone for coming tonight and making the ARIA such a great evening, as it always is. Keep doing what you're doing, and night-night.